Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Fight Island on Abu Dhabi, where the UFC is happening. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, UFC, film, TV, COVID, politics, President Trump, and there's certainly a lot to talk about today, so I'm bringing on my partner and co-host, TJ DeSantis, but we're bringing on the ever-loving, politically analytical, the beautiful, the sensual, the wonderful, the funny, Sammy Phillips. Hi, Sammy. Sammy, you look really beautiful today.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah, look at you. Wow. Not that you don't every day, Sammy, but what's up? You got something special today, or somebody special today, or what's up?
Yeah, my special today is YouTube.
Ah, I'll take it. Thank God he didn't say YouTube. I would have felt left out. Okay, that's good. YouTube, that's cool. All right, now, let's go right into it. First off, before we say anything, I want to send out my best wishes and condolences to the family and loved ones of Eddie Van Halen, who passed away yesterday at age 65 after a long battle with throat cancer. One of the most amazing guitarists I've ever seen, witnessed, heard in my life. And I think, Sammy, did you know Eddie Van Halen?
I did a music video for Van Halen back in the day. I was quite the video vixen in my heyday. And, of course, did music videos for all the greats, including Van Halen, Motley Crue, Scorpions. It just goes on and on. But the one I did with those guys was called Runaround. And usually I'm, like, front and center in a band's video. And this time, I'm literally on monitors in the background of the video the entire time. And for me to catch a fleeting glimpse of myself, because yesterday I was like, I want to look at that video again. Where am I? And I'm like, where am I? So then I had to pause it and take screen captures of the 4 seconds or the 1 second it was there and gone and there and gone. But it's cool. They were really great guys. He's a legend. He's amazing. And we lost him far too soon. And he's been battling the tongue and the throat and all these cancers for quite a while.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing is to be said and learned from it, that he was an incessant smoker. You know, I mean, he used to play the guitar and stick the cigarette in the end of his guitar.
Yep.
Like, I don't think I ever saw him without a cigarette in his mouth. And again, condolences, best wishes, go out. But this is a message to people out there that smoke. You know, let's put it that way. We see it every day. Is there. We're seeing a lot of things happening. We'll go into our COVID soon, the whole nine yards. Now, Sammy, I'm excited because that means I dated two girls from Van Halen music videos.
Oh, hey, wait a second. Do you consider you two and I, do you consider that you dated Sam?
Yeah.
No, we did. Well, no. We did date. I mean, we went away. We've talked about it before.
We've hung out more than one time,
right,
and
okay.
I think, wait, you have to classify what's what. When you date someone, that to me means when you're dating, that means you're just hanging out and fucking, correct?
It
depends. Thanks for that, Sammy. It depends what your view of dating is. Let's just put it this way. We weren't dating, you know,
you're
like
an exclusive.
All the time. But we've hung out. We've hung out tons of times.
That gives me a lot of information I didn't necessarily need, but like when I hear someone is dating, I hear, oh yeah, it's my boyfriend or my girlfriend, and we don't talk to anybody else.
I'm going out with Bruce Buffer.
See, that would be different for me. Like to me, if I'm going out with Bruce Buffer, I'm going out with Bruce Buffer for the night. We're going to go out tonight.
No.
We're dating. It's a thing.
No. Like if I'm dating you, it's casual and we're just fornicating on the DL occasionally. Okay. I'm digging.
And sure then, there. I mean, how, the DL, until you talk about it on a podcast repeatedly, but whatever, it's fine.
I was trying to get across that Sammy and I have certainly gone out to dinner and we've hung out. And I also went out with a girl who I did date from the Van Halen videos in my 20s. Okay.
Who? So, yeah, I, who? Bro?
It was in my 20s. Quite honestly, this might sound horrible.
You don't,
but
remember,
I don't remember
her name. You just know she was in the Van Halen video. Oh, man. That's awesome.
That's oh, that sounds horrible. I'm so sorry. And if she's listening, I really apologize. But, you know, we're talking, what, you know, 35 years ago.
Why are you all red, Bruce?
Look at him.
Because
yeah.
I'm blushing right now. That's why.
You know what, man?
I know it's every day you forget a fornicator that you've made it with that stars in a video.
I love that we're on video right now because no one would have been able to see this otherwise. And this is a treat to see the bashful Bruce Buffer. Which is really hard to say, by the way. The bashful Bruce Buffer blush.
I don't talk about my past dating life.
You don't. You're actually really a gentleman.
And brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of egged it on. It's my fault. I'll take the blame.
That's okay. So this weekend in Fight Island, we have a UFC.
Switching gears.
Oh, boy. Here we go. It's time radio. We talk about things people do not want to talk about.
Right. No. You know what, Bruce?
People do and they forget.
Right. Right, and we're here to remind you, kind of, sort of.
Thank you. Reminded.
You know, Sammy brought up the debate, and after last week's debate, I feel like, Bruce, you could actually get a gig because, like, granted, it's not Trump debating, but last week was just an absolute slobber knocker of a mess.
Which one? What are you talking about?
The Trump and Biden debate. Did you not watch?
Oh, God. Oh, was that last week or the week before?
I think it was last week, wasn't it? It was Tuesday. It was a week ago.
No, it was last week. Okay, well, Listen, if we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
We might as well get into what's going on right now because, Sammy, I know you're going to go off. I'm prepared for it. I'm not even going to count the F-bombs if they happen.
I'm not going to go off. I'm just going to talk common sense. But you go ahead first.
Okay. Well, basically, the timeline of what TJ is pointing out is the fact that there was a presidential debate last week. It was on Tuesday, if I'm not incorrect.
Wasn't it on Wednesday? Because didn't Hope Hicks test positive on Tuesday? And they went into the debate knowing all of that?
No, it was Tuesday. The debate was Tuesday.
The debate was Tuesday, but there was the what they call the super spreader event
Wednesday.
That happened at the Rose Garden.
Right, that was Wednesday. If he had it Wednesday and that was a super spreader, he had it Tuesday. Let's be honest. Because it takes a while to manifest, right? Like you were asymptomatic for X amount of days, and then, I don't know, man, crazy.
Look, the question is that you can be asymptomatic. We hear all these different things, 5 days, 14 days, but the bottom line is if he tested positive last Thursday, chances are and this is the question that's out there, what was happening at the Rose Garden event and, of course, at the debate the night before, was there knowledge of the fact that he potentially positive with COVID. These are all the things that are going out. But the bottom line is the position that we're at right now is the president, there is a wonderful medical facility or an excellent medical facility, we're told, at the White House, which makes total sense.
Right, of course.
But then they moved into Walter Reed, where he has the benefit of every known testing, everything they could do that they gave to him from the steroids they're talking about, you name it, to help the president overcome this.
I heard he was one of 10 people outside of a clinical trial to actually be administered some medication. So, like, he's given access to things that the average American just won't. Like, it's not. And he should. He's the president. He's the leader of the free world. I get it.
He should.
Yeah.
He should. But he should. The issue I have. Go ahead, TJ.
I was just going to say, I was surprised, like you, that it was necessary enough to actually remove him from the White House if they do have a care facility and put him in Walter Reed for 3 days. That tells me that it was a lot more serious than they were leading on, and he's back at the White House, so that's good. But it sounded like it was not like he was close to, you know, critical condition or anything like that, but they were pretty concerned about his well-being.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and you read about this all the time, and Dr.
Fauci?
Dr. Fauci. You can get this, you can feel good, and we see many examples of people that suddenly, and I don't wish this on the president by any standards whatsoever, but suddenly
you can take a turn for the worse. You can feel great for 3 days and think, oh, I'm rid of this. And then people drop dead or get really bad. This is not over.
That went through a week or 2 weeks of having bad symptoms to then recovering to then getting sick all over again. And it just going back and forth for a substantial amount of time. It's different for each person. It's not a cookie cutter virus that it affects everybody the same way.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is that when he went back to the White House, a lot of people were very upset. I don't think I was very happy with it either. You're walking up the stairs to the White House. You pull off the mask. There's people taking your picture. There's people around you. You're infectious to other people.
It's contagious for
that mask. Right. And first off, that mask should not have been a cloth mask. It should have been an N95.
Yep.
Right. To prevent the virus from coming out. I mean, this is just my observation. Then you take it off. There's people around you. And, you know, I'll go down the list, guys. You know, his inner circle, all right, his wife, Melania, has tested positive. His press secretary, Kylie McEnany, has tested positive. His senior aide, Stephen Miller, who's around him all the time, has tested positive. Hope Hicks, his other aide, has tested positive. You got Kellyanne Conway. She's tested positive. Okay.
There's a couple of senators that also tested positive that were there at that super spreader event.
Yeah, Chris Christie, the former governor of Jersey, he's tested positive, okay? So this is an example of how this virus can spread when you go to big events where people are not protecting themselves around other people, just like having a party at your house and having 20, 30 people over. You know, this is still the world in which we live. We still are in basically stage one, and if this is not proof that you have to wear your mask, you have to be safety and protocol, as we preach every week on this show, I don't know what is.
Right.
Now, the worst thing is our leader and his cohorts have tested positive. The last thing I want to hear is that any of them get really bad or die from this. Mm-hmm. I don't wish that on anybody. But the top of the pyramid of the United States of America, which is the White House and our leader, is now COVID invaded.
Right.
It is a hotbed.
Yeah, and Bruce, the thing that concerns...
And they're not contact tracing anything, guys. Yeah. Nothing. No one.
To me, it's because you don't go looking for answers you don't necessarily want. And that's scary. The thing that bothers me about it more than anything is the fact that he is a president that focuses on looks and impressions. And he wants to give off this impression that he's bigger and better and has beaten the virus. And it's like, that's a great attitude to have while you're fighting it and getting better. But that attitude will also lead to giving it to someone else potentially. And that's what I don't understand. Being sick is not a political thing. Preventing people from getting sick is not a political thing. It doesn't matter if you're left or right, middle, center, red, blue, green, purple. I just don't understand why we complicate the idea of stopping a virus with politics. It doesn't make sense.
Well, this is where I have an issue. Now, I've been very respectful. We get political. I don't talk about my personal political views. Okay. I try to avoid that for certain reasons, just like at the dinner table. But certain things do need to be talked about. The thing that bothers me is that our leader, who I've said on this show before, is not leading by example when it comes to safety and protocol.
Right.
And it's almost like, and I hate to say this, you reap what you sow. Is that the term?
Yeah.
Or karma's bitch.
That's right.
Is that the term?
Right? Couldn't have said it better myself, Buff.
There you go. So now, immediately, he's been tested and positive to come out with a statement to say that he says live with COVID like you live with the flu, right? And that the flu has killed 200,000 people or 100,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exaggerated number. That's not true, to my knowledge.
Well,
okay. But then you're telling people out there to treat it like the flu. Do you know how many people now have rebutted that, whose relatives, husbands, whatever, have died from this horrific virus?
He was just in the hospital, Bruce. He was just in the hospital. People don't go to the hospital when they have the flu. I mean, some do in extreme cases. But I don't know. I mean,
it's just sending the wrong message. And then on the day, and then people are worried about other things. It's political. I mean, the tweets that came out, he was on it. Did you see some of these tweets, Sammy?
Sammy is shockingly quiet here. Like, I feel she's being so reserved that it's about to just blow up.
No. I know that. I know there's an election going on. I know he wants to win the election. Of course he wants to win the election. He's doing everything he can to win the election. But my gosh, COVID-19 is the biggest thing happening right now, the most horrific thing happening right now. We need to focus on this. And I'm sorry it happened with an election that's, what, 3 weeks away,
right?
4 weeks away. The timing is horrible if you're in this position. But, you know, tax cut tweets, better and cheaper health care, biggest tax cut ever. Another one coming. Space Force vote. Fight the corrupt fake news media vote. Stock market hits high. Pro-life vote. Law and order vote. Religious liberty vote. Okay, I understand you're campaigning. I got that. But you're getting away from the fact that you have COVID-19.
Right.
You need to lead by example and tell everybody out there to wear a fucking mask. Okay? It's just the way it should be. Period.
That's one for Buffer. Three for Sammy.
One for me.
Only one regarding to the president. So, Sammy, what's going on? Why are you so calculated? Why are you so reserved over there, Sammy?
Yeah, Sammy,
because
what's up?
I'm usually the one that talks so much fucking shit. I'm just basking in this moment where I don't have to open my mouth. And the Buff is taking it down the runway for me.
You know what? You're not wrong. You know, when something like, no one, I don't think anybody really should be cheering for the ill state of the president. I've seen some people doing that. That's ridiculous. He's the president.
Horrible.
You know, we are a country. We need to stand by our country and their leaders. But that said, Sam is right. No. Sam is right. You don't have to say anything, Sam. The point has been proven. You can just sit there and let everyone else say it for once, because, like you said, it's common sense. It's obvious.
I've been screaming it for forever. And this guy is so irresponsible. Listen, I'd go as far as to say, what's that? If anybody dies, he should be charged with manslaughter. Because if you knowingly have a deadly disease and you intentionally infect other people, or unintentionally do not quarantine, or intentionally spread it, or intentionally put other people's lives at risk, then you should be 100% responsible if, in fact, they lose their life.
Right.
And that's just how I feel.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to something we talked about last week with the wildfires. You know, if you intentionally start a wildfire, or, you know, a wildfire here in California is linked to your irresponsibility, you're on the hook for everything that comes of that. I think this is a little bit different. It's hard to really point you were the sole reason that X, Y, and Z, but...
Okay, well, why isn't the CDC allowed to contact trace anyone out of that White House?
Right. When you're the president, you can always claim...
Hold on. They're saying this motherfucker is literally a one-man super spreader and has been doing this for quite some time. I'm not saying that he's had COVID this whole time and he's just been spreading it the whole time, but he has encouraged an atmosphere of super spreading events,
right,
where people are encouraged not to wear a mask.
Right.
In fact, are picked on, ostracized, and oftentimes escorted out of said events if you are a sheeple who wears a mask. So this man is spreading disinformation, telling people it's not dangerous, acting like he's all of a sudden recovered based on a bunch of fake and false bullshit concoctions that he claims he's been taking, that I guarantee you that he'll be touting a week from now because he's got some fucking, you know, some horse in that race, and he's got some kind of fucking financial gain from those fucking companies with these fake fucking bullshits. The bottom line is, I'm surprised more people in the White House don't have it. I'm shocked everyone doesn't fucking have it. And I'm not going to say that I'm happy people have it, but Jesus fucking Christ, excuse fucking me. Maybe now that the shoe's on the other fucking foot, you might actually take it seriously. And maybe you will recover and not have long-lasting effects. But I guarantee you, out of the 15, 20 people that will have it in that White House, one will drop dead, somebody's mother or father, a sister, brother, uncle, aunt will drop dead. I guarantee you that some people will have serious symptoms from it. Some may not. But this is all because of one man's fucking stupidity, one man's bombastic ego, and one man's specific, intentional, flagrant disregard for truth and protecting the American public. Go fuck yourself. So you want to know what I think? That's what I think.
There it is, Puff. I knew
there
it was.
There it is. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Hey, one thing on that topic that you said, Sammy, like, you know, some people do recover and they're completely fine. Others have these long-lasting health effects that we can't figure it out. I don't want to out this person, but a person that you would know, Bruce, veteran of the UFC, I'm friends with him, and he had it earlier this year. He was trying to get a fight the latter part, and he can't run. Like, he's trying to do cardio, and he feels like he's about to have a heart attack, and he's in fine shape, and he's over COVID. He's COVID-free, but for whatever reason, his lungs aren't working the way that they did prior to this. And he needs to see some. I actually want to try to get Jeff Davidson back on the air, Bruce, to talk a little bit about that, because it's odd when you have an athlete that can go 25 minutes hard in a mixed martial arts cage, and now they can hardly walk up the stairs. It doesn't make any sense.
Some of these
symptoms affect different organs in your body. And they're also saying that this virus is mutating and changing like the flu. That's why when you get a flu shot, which I never fucking do, when you get a flu shot, it's based on last year's strain.
Right. It's a guess.
Not the current one that's floating around and mutated today.
It's a guess.
Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't fucking work.
Yeah, I heard that getting a flu shot really only raises your, I guess, invincibility to it, your tolerance to it to not get sick by about 20%. So,
well, let me just say one thing about the flu shot. I've gotten one every year for years traveling the world the way I do. And knock on wood, it's been good. I don't want to say I haven't gotten sick, and I didn't say that because you never know what could happen next week. But the real important thing that you pointed out, Sammy, here, and this has been very, I hate to say common to a large extent, it doesn't matter if you're a supreme athlete like an MMA fighter or a UFC fighter that you're mentioning, TJ, and I hope that they're okay. I think I know who you're talking about. And but at the bottom line is old, young, indifferent, child, teenager, adult. Lung damage, the membrane, last thing you ever want. You're talking about he can't even run. Right. Potential strokes, blood clotting, the effect on your heart, neurological damage. People are claiming that they don't have the same focus or the mental clarity that they've had. They're trying to get through the day. They're exhausted. They're sleeping. You know, it's like this is not the way to live. There's people that have been claiming it's not just 5 days to 2 weeks. This is going on for months. And now doctors are saying it could go on for years.
Right.
You know, we're having a hard enough time maintaining our jobs and our income and supporting our families and our loved ones. Suddenly everything is back to normal, and the effects of COVID-19 and people that have received it will continue on and on and on. This is friggin' horrific. And the only way to get past it, let me finish my rant.
Sorry.
The only way to get past it is for the damn people that tell us what to do to lead by example. It's three words. Lead by example. Please,
Buffer, move that camera.
Not,
there we
lead
go.
By fucking example.
Damn.
What else can I say?
Preach, Buffer. I love it. I love it. I mean, seriously.
I hate that I have to talk like this. I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy this. But if somebody at the top is not going to say it, and if we got, you know, 50, 100,000 listeners or more a week around the world, God almighty, let's do our part and lead by example and share with them what they should be doing. Right. And again, I'll say it. If you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen to the show. Unsubscribe, okay? Because you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. I did it. I said it. I'm done.
No. Listen to the show. Subscribe. Comment in the comment section. Tell all your friends, and we'll profit off of you, even if you're wrong. Real quick. Go ahead, Sammy.
I want to tell you, I am super proud. I just completed a project for Penthouse as the production manager, and I oversee Penthouse Pets, the director of pet projects. I get to do a lot of creative projects for the company. So my boss, who's the head of production, there's an Uber PSA out right now that's viral, and it's for wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And basically Uber says, unless you wear a mask, you cannot ride in their car.
Right.
And their PSA is really cute. It's when you wear a mask, you, and then the word protect comes, and then it shifts faces. So you protect Amir. Amir protects Abdul. Abdul protects Gabrielle. So, right. And each person's face goes, it's really, and it's just their eyes and the mask. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful ad. So I redid it. I got 28 penthouse pets, actually 30, but two sent in their footage too late. So I have 28 top iconic penthouse pets from my era all the way to current that submitted footage of them wearing their favorite mask, giving personality and sass. We have our own music, and our words are, wearing a mask means, because everyone's like, what does wearing a mask mean? Wearing a mask means you're an idiot. Wearing a mask means you're a sheep. Wearing a mask means you're stupid. No, wearing a mask means, so that's how it starts, that I love you and you love me and I love my neighbor loves his child and his child, you know what I mean? Loves his teacher. It's about fucking love and respect. So ours goes, when wearing a mask means you, and there's a heart, you heart Sam, Sam hearts Tara, Tara hearts Addie. And the list of pets that I have in this, going from a Tara Patrick to a Danny Daniels icon, 5 million followers, Tasha Rain, all these amazing, oh my God, it makes me cry. So it's out now. And if you go to Penthouse, either on Twitter, Instagram, you'll see our PSA. And I'm very proud. And it's all about wearing a mask because that's the one thing that we can all do.
And I listen, that's cool. Beautiful. And I think it's very cool, Sammy. You know, it's not that we can all do it. Life has changed. We may be wearing a mask for a long time, a long time. Now, I want to point out one thing. We've been talking about the president of the United States. We've been talking about the fact that his aides and his circle have been infected. And Sammy, that's beautiful what you're doing. I really want to say that. Very.
I can't wait for you to see it.
I want to see it. Make sure you send it to me.
Yeah.
Now, the infection, the hotbed that's happened at the White House, let's point out one fact here. I'm not saying that the president got COVID and gave it to everybody else. I'm saying that by not practicing safety and protocol,
right,
once somebody around him had it, and he got it, and in turn became a spreader himself.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's responsible for doing all this. Yeah. It's the irresponsibility of not following safety and protocol that has allowed this to happen.
Right.
Because by not leading by example, people around you obviously are not wearing masks.
I mean, you're creating this problem.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not to jump in, but when they did the debate, Biden and Trump, and the Trump family walked in without masks, I believe... Either they walked in with them and took them off.
They walked in with masks. They sat down and took them off.
And took them off. So there was a doctor, a lady on the side that went to each one of them to give them a mask to wear on the front row. And they all declined.
Right.
So at that point, Trump was sick. Hope Hicks was sick. They knew it. I guarantee you, they knew it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you have to look it up. I think they bypassed the last minute testing when you go into the event.
Yeah. So the Trump family arrived too late to get the proper screening.
Wow.
That everyone else
wonder
did.
Why?
Yeah,
because they knew he had fucking COVID.
But wouldn't that have been a temperature test?
No. They were COVID testing. They asked everyone to arrive the day before. And get tested, and they didn't arrive until like
they can test you on the spot with results in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Let me share with you something real quick. One of the reasons I've been so busy today, I go to Abu Dhabi next Wednesday. I leave for one show is going to take 10 days out of my life of travel.
Right.
Four of those days, I am tested under quarantine.
Yep.
I have started this process today. The UFC is doing such an amazing job of protecting everybody.
Yep.
And that's the UFC. That's not even the fucking government.
It's the UFC.
United fucking States.
Let me point this out. They sent me a COVID test delivered today by UPS. I was on a Zoom meeting at 10:30, a half hour after I got it, with a nurse showing me how to swab and stick that damn thing up my nose.
Wait, you put it all the way up your nose by yourself?
Yep, put it all the way up there. It had the same effect. I remember I've been tested so many times. I remember where it was when the nurses put it up. I stuck it way up there. I want to get a proper test.
Bob,
so I stuck it way up
how
there.
Do you do
she
that?
Watches me. You stick it way up.
I mean, I understand how you do it. I just don't know how you do it. Like, how,
I have a high pain threshold, but you just do it. You got to do it.
I would need someone to help me. I don't like hurting myself. I mean, I've had that.
You don't even like watching yourself bleed. You told me one time or something like that. Was it needles?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of needles, but I mean, it's not like I'm afraid of them per se. I just don't like getting shots. Who does?
Let me finish this. So this is the UFC protocol. If I want to go to work, right, I got tested today. The results get back in 2 days.
Right.
I leave next Wednesday for Vegas. I get tested in Vegas, and I'm quarantined Wednesday night and Thursday. Yep. I can't leave the hotel till I hop on a plane Thursday morning at 6 a.m., 15 hours to Abu Dhabi. As soon as I land, I'm tested again. I'm quarantined again. Then I got to get up in the morning, go get tested again,
yep.
And I'm quarantined again. That's my life for 5 days. Then I'm there for 4 more days until we do the show. Then I come home.
And they have
look at all the protocol in place that we go through at UFC.
Right. And they have
UFC. Thank you, Dana.
They have no reason to believe you're even sick. Think about that. Like, you're not doing all these hoops because you're just getting over it. One thing that I think is admirable, too, is, you know, I said it earlier, you know, you don't go looking for answers you don't necessarily want. I promise you, Bruce, the UFC doesn't want you to test positive. And logic would be, well, let's just test him before he gets on the plane, and then we did our part, but they're not. I mean, they're literally giving opportunity after opportunity to get a positive test, whether it's factual or incorrect or inconclusive. Those are all possibilities. They're willing to take those risks to make sure that they're not putting fighters and other staff and crew members at risk, and that is incredibly admirable.
If we're doing that at the UFC, then at the highest level of the United States society and government called the White House, and the highest level of the pyramid that we have here, as I always talk about pyramids of life, you would think that that would be the safest environment possible.
Yeah.
And the fact now is it's not.
No.
And we've already beaten this thing down. I think the listeners understand where we're coming from. But I'm going to end this talk on COVID in the White House by saying one thing. I wish, hope, and in my spiritual manner in which I live, pray that nobody gets sick or nobody gets bad that has been infected. I don't want to see any of these people, including anybody that gets affected by COVID, go through the horrific thing, if not, God forbid, the worst thing possible that could happen. I don't wish that on anybody. I certainly don't wish it on our president and the people. I just want everybody to get healthy.
Right.
And hopefully, as I always say, the first time you go through something, it's an experience. The second time you go through it is a mistake. I hope the White House and the powers that be do not make any more mistakes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm hoping.
I mean, we just need this thing to be done. One thing I just want to emphasize again, and you did a fine job doing it, but the UFC was the first sports league to operate under this COVID era. I feel like it really truly is. It is an era. It feels like it.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And
why can't the footballers and all these other fucking athletes subscribe to the same protocol?
They are, but not as strict. And I think one of the problems is, and this is why combat sports will, I think, be able to continue throughout this entire process largely unaffected, as long as the promoters are willing to take the proper tests and procedures, because it's not cheap. These tests are not cheap. If you're able to do it in any sport, it's going to be combat sports, because it takes two athletes to make a fight. It's not 50 guys on a football team. It's not 25 guys on a baseball team. There are people that can have the virus and test negative because they don't have enough viral load to test positive. You know, that is going to spread, and that is going to be an issue the longer that those things go on and they leave their bubble. With the UFC, the way that you just described being tested, Bruce, it's incredibly hard to get infected once you've entered that bubble. Very few things can really penetrate that. I can't even honestly think of one. But beyond that, if someone does fall out because of COVID, you just need to find a single replacement. It's not a whole team that is sidelined. And
that's true.
That's the leg up that MMA has on any other sport that's trying to operate.
That's true. But, you know, when we're in the bubble and still after we've all been tested, we have other people coming in for the next fight. We still follow safety and protocol. We wear a mask everywhere. I only sit at a table with people that came in with me, tested under the same process, like John Anik and the producers. I do not share table with people that are just arriving the day before and got tested, because I don't know if that test was right, if they were infected 5 days before.
Right.
So you have to walk around You have to take the attitude that everybody around you is asymptomatic.
Right.
If you want to stay healthy, and if you want to chance your life and chance the chance of the after effects of this virus, whether you die from it or not, whether you're asymptomatic and you don't feel anything or not, I don't want to take that chance. I'll give you another example. COVID has caused so much problems in this country. Do you know that 19,000 employees of Amazon have tested positive for COVID-19? 19,000 employees. Okay.
Really?
That's crazy.
What is their workforce? Do you know? I mean, that's a significant number.
I do not know. On the front lines, there was an Amazon driver. I was working out of my garage in my gym the other day, came in, and I made a big mistake. I just read this friggin' article that same morning, and I said, oh, put her over here. And I allowed him to come within 6 feet, and he obviously was a USC fan. He wanted to talk to me, and I said, I'm sorry. I really appreciate it. But then I realized I let him get within like 5 feet of me while I'm working out. And I thought, God, why did I tell him to leave it at the front? Because I just read this article, and I'm not saying he was infected, but this is what goes through your head. There's also 837,000 Americans last week that filed for unemployment. We're not even going to go into the economic disaster that's ahead of us. You know,
I hear you. I'm trying to figure out what percentage that is. There's 1 million people that work for Amazon. So,
2%. It's 2%.
Yeah, you're right. Roughly
2%. 2%. I mean, and 2%.
That's a lot. When you think about that, that's a lot. 2% of your workforce.
That's a lot that they know.
And that's true too. You were talking about Uber, Sam. I took an Uber in Texas recently, and I got in. I had my mask on, and the driver's like, "Oh, you don't have to wear the mask." And I'm like,
"I would have got out of the car."
Yeah, I do.
I would have got out of the car.
He's like, "Do I have to wear mine?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, what do you mean?
That's an unsafe car.
Yeah.
The USC sends me, I get a car, pick me up after the show. And the last one was a big, like, stretch limo, whatever. What a waste. One person in a stretch limo. That's where I could be going crazy in Vegas with that stretch limo. Right?
Sure.
I don't go crazy in Vegas. So, and the driver was like, 15 feet away, and he'd have his mask on. And I just said, will you please put on your mask? I'm sorry. It wasn't bad. I'm not getting on his case.
No, I get it.
There was a major amount of distance.
Right.
But we're still in a closed area where things travel. We already know the aerosol effects.
And that's the thing, too. It's not even, I mean, yes, you have to worry about the aerosol effects. But, like, for me, it's when you're not wearing a mask and you touch your face and then touch the steering wheel or touch something else that someone else can touch. Like, that's why you need to wear a mask all the time. It sucks. I hate it. I can't see without my glasses. And I can't see with the damn mask on. Because it fogs up. So, like, trust me, I more than anybody, or just as much as anybody, know that it's an inconvenience and a pain in the ass. But, you know, you got to do it today, so you hope you don't have to do it tomorrow or the next day.
Just tell yourself three words and be very blunt about it in your head as a mantra. Live or die. Live or die.
Wow.
If that doesn't scare you, I'm not saying you will, but, I mean, if you want to get it, you want to make your point to yourself across, just live or, how about this? Live or get sick. You know,
right?
Live healthy or be sick. It's your choice.
And, you know, going back to percentages, like, I'm sorry, like, how many people are really okay with getting something where there's a 1% chance they could die? I don't, if I press a button and 1 out of 100 times I'll just die, I'm not going to press the damn button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's get out of COVID a little bit. Let's move on. If we can get out of COVID, it surrounds us every day. We know that Cam Newton, the Patriots tested positive last week. They were still able to have the game.
I thought they rescheduled it.
No, they rescheduled it to Monday. They played on Monday.
How does that work? So Cam didn't play, though?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'd
be surprised if he plays this week. I mean, there's a protocol in effect.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I guess I don't know what the NFL's bubble rules are, but no one did it better than the NHL. The NHL really isolated people. Crazy.
The NBA did a pretty good job, although they've had a couple situations, but they did a pretty good job themselves too.
Think about this. The NHL was in their bubble during the entire Major League Baseball season this year. That's how long they were in their bubble.
That's crazy. Hey guys, the Vegas shooting that happened 3 years ago, it's amazing how long ago that happened.
Really?
They just had a judge approved an $800 million settlement for the victims of the Vegas shooting. Yeah.
That was 3 years ago already?
To each individual. Pardon me?
That was 3 years ago already? That happened in 2017?
Yeah. So, okay, the $800 million, there's 4,000 claimants. So that will work out to be like 200,000 each.
How many people were in that arena, I wonder? Not the arena, but, you know, the parking lot. Because you can argue that everybody there has a claim. Yeah, because, I mean, one of my wife's coworkers was actually there. And he said he can't type on his iPhone anymore because the clicks of the keys, the sounds that they make, bring him back to that really sad day.
He's suffering post-traumatic stress.
Right. Yeah. And as you would. I mean, think about that. Like, you're in a crowd of people and someone's firing a machine gun.
Well, there was 58 people that were killed. There were 700 that were wounded, and there's 4,000 claimants in the suit. So, you know, at least they got something. It doesn't bring back anybody, much less your friend and other people what they're dealing with since then. But at least that happened. That's good.
Who's paying it? Whose money is it? Like, who's paying the money?
That's an interesting
question. A hotel?
It's against the owner of the Mandalay Bay Resort and the casino. So the insurance company's paying the money.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was the Harvest Festival or if it was Mandalay or what it was. So
Mandalay Bay. That's what it shows here. Mandalay Bay, I would assume it's – I would think they would have insurance. Otherwise, it's going
to
break them.
So they believe that they were negligent for allowing this man to bring in these firearms. That's the issue at hand.
Well, I would say that's definitely part of the process of the suit. I can't really –
Well, they don't comment on a factual situation. Right, they didn't go to court, but what I'm saying is Mandalay Bay feels like if they did go to court, they would have lost, essentially, or it would have shown neglect on their side.
I think they went to court.
Oh, they did go to court. I thought it was like an out-of-court settlement.
They've approved it, whether it was through arbitration or not.
Okay.
It's after months of negotiation, which probably means it came through under arbitration.
Okay.
But the way it breaks down is the Mandalay Bay will be responsible for $49 million of the $800. $751 million is paid for by the insurance company.
Oh, wow. So they are taking a hit.
They're taking a hit, but that's a huge casino hit. But I don't think it's a hit that's going to break them. Although, in this day and age, I would not want to be in the casino business.
They're back open, right?
They're back open, but you're not making the money you were making before.
No, how can you? I mean,
there's absolutely
down.
No way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I heard
no
a
way.
Bunch of conventions have been canceled in Vegas too, and that's, I mean, an enormous amount of their business.
Do you know how many appearances I used to do? Michael used to do. Yeah. We would do for conventions in Vegas, much less my own motivational speeches and everything. What I'm doing now is I had two virtual meetings today. I mean, I do half hour. I do either for 15 to 30 minutes, or if it's a virtual meeting where hundreds of people are on, I'll come on the tuxedo virtual. It's like being there.
Right.
Actually, I got to be honest with you. It's easier on me to a large extent.
Sure, of course. Right.
I'm just making the most out of what I can.
Yeah.
How many of you guys, do you guys love Subway?
I don't mind Subway. Yeah, Subway's good.
Yeah, I love Subway.
Yeah, an Irish court just ruled that Subway loaves are too sugary to be called bread. They're not allowing them to call them bread in Ireland.
What?
Yep.
Then what do you call it? Candy?
I don't know. There's too much sugar to meet Ireland's legal definition for bread.
So I guess maybe it would be cake at that point.
They claim it has 10% sugar. Of the weight of the flour is 10% sugar in the dough. That seems pretty high.
I wonder if
that could just be their recipe in Ireland.
Yes, correct.
That's true.
We're eating it different.
Dude, I made the mistake of eating a Cheeto in Mexico not long ago, and it wasn't the hot, spicy kind. It was the hot, spicy kind. It said original, but Mexican Cheetos will kill you if you don't like spicy food.
You know what? Magic Johnson, when he opened up the Magic Johnson theaters and stuff, he actually put more sugar in the Coke. The Coca-Cola. They sugared it up more.
So there are different grades of Coca-Cola out of the fountain that you can get. And the highest tier grade, the best top of the line Coca-Cola, the exclusive rights are owned by McDonald's.
Oh.
That's why McDonald's Coke always tastes better than everywhere else.
Hey, guys, this always blows me away a little bit, but researchers working in the waters up Nova Scotia, Canada, they found a huge great white shark, like 27 feet long, that weighed 3,500 pounds.
They go that far north?
They caught a tag. The shark's 50 years old. 50 Whoa. Years old.
How do they figure that out?
Oh, they put it back. They put it back.
How do they figure that out?
I know, but like, can you imagine being a 50-year-old shark? What kind of life is that?
Can I tell you guys a story?
I'm a 63-year-old shark.
can I tell you guys a personal story real quick? It's a sad story for me. It means a lot, and it's actually why I've ended a tradition in my family. Bruce, we've talked. I like to hunt. I used to hunt. With my father. One of our last hunting trips, we went snow goose hunting, and I shot a snow goose that had an ID tag on its foot. And you call it in and let the wildlife department or whatever know, you know, I shot this goose. It was here, blah, 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 blah. They notified me that that goose was 10 years old, and I shot it. And that affected me so much that I just stopped hunting. I will never hunt again.
Just the thought of it, I mean, you know, I won't hunt, period. unless I had to hunt for my own food. Of course I would, but I won't hunt, period. But that would rattle me.
Right.
I know, Sammy. I know that would rattle you, Sammy.
I would never.
It was tagged like somewhere in like Texas, and I shot it in South Dakota. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I don't have a problem with hunters.
Did you stop hunting after that?
I did. Yeah. I don't have a problem with hunters. I think it's a fine tradition. It's something that I clearly did with my father. It's something that I enjoyed doing with my dad.
Something you share.
Right, but when I look at it now, like with my son, like I love being out in the woods before the sun comes up and seeing all of that. I just never really thought about the fact that I didn't need to have a shotgun with me to go do that. So I'll take my son out in the woods and we won't kill anything. And he'll still get the same enjoyment out of it, I think.
Yeah, teach him how to shoot, period. He should know
he's
not
for sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, like, I like to shoot guns, you know? Like, I'm a gun guy. I'm not a crazy gun guy. I'll leave
it at that. Great way to reduce stress. Go ahead, Sammy.
Go out to the woods, TJ, with your son when he's old enough, obviously, and put tin cans or, whatever.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I did that as a kid as well, but, you know, it was all around the idea of we were going hunting, and in that moment, with that snow goose, I realized, like, I don't want to shoot anything. It makes me sad.
What does a snow goose look like?
It's white. It's white. It has a, it's kind of, think of like the Aflac duck, but a lot bigger. And it has black tips on its wings. So, yeah.
Okay, now a couple other stories real quick. You know, when I was in telemarketing in my 20s and I owned my companies, we sold paper and toner. And we would call up and sell them and, you know, reorder and everything else. I wish, as ripped as it sounds, I never came across an employee like this. A former Austin Library employee is accused of stealing from the library $1.3 million worth of toner, which he would sell online.
Wow.
$1.3 million. I wish she was my customer back then, but not to sell like she did. It's crazy. She had access to 10 library cards, credit cards. She put at least $18,000 on them to buy items that appeared to be for personal use, including video games and headsets and robot vacuums and a drone. But, you know, stupid as a stupid does, you can't keep doing this. She got caught, and she's going to jail, babe. She's going to jail.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I mean, that's crazy to think about that much in volume. You know what I mean? But if I give you $1 million worth of something, it's still $1 million worth of something. It's just you got to go out there and get it. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, here's another one along the same lines. A woman who stole goods for 19 years and sold them on eBay, she's been now sentenced to prison in order to pay $3.8 million in restitution.
God.
She's 63 years old.
19 years, some of that's got to fall outside the statute of limitations, unless it's all just one crime. Because
you're right.
But
I would think
she did it for 19 years. I think usually the statute is like 7 years. So I would think that they could only charge her with what was done in the last 7 years or something like that. But that's crazy.
Well, whatever they charged her for, basically, she ran $3.8 million through four PayPal accounts. She got caught. Now she's going to serve 54 months in prison. She probably won't be able to pay back that term.
You think she paid taxes on that?
Heck no. No.
I think that's probably why she got in trouble, because PayPal's changed the way they do things.
Yeah, if you're not sending through friends and family and otherwise, then you get a 1099 at the end of the year, because you're obviously making business transactions.
Correct, yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people, including poker players I know, you know, they settle with each other on PayPal. So, you know, it's the way to go. I mean, I loan money on PayPal. I'll transfer money on PayPal, but I do that through friends and family.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a business transaction.
Exactly, 100%. I can't tell you how many times I've had someone try to pay me on PayPal, and they end up doing the thing where it's like, yeah, I got insurance on the goods that you didn't sell me. It's like you just paid $10 for something that is not real. Thank you.
Exactly. Okay, now, real quick, a little UFC talk. I will not be there this weekend. I will be back in Fight Island, as I had mentioned earlier, to announce UFC 254, which I cannot wait for.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Brian Ortega, I'm sorry I won't be there if you're listening. I know you listen to the show once in a while. I'm sorry I won't be there to announce your fight. I always love announcing your fights. That's in 2 weeks. But we got Marlon Moraes and Corey Sandhagen going at it.
Great fight.
Great fight. Edson Barboza and Mack Juan Americani. Great fight. Oh, Ben Rothwell, Marcin Tybura.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. That's going to be Tim Burr. Somebody's going to go down in that one.
Yeah.
I don't see that lasting for three rounds.
It's amazing that Ben Rothwell's still fighting at the highest level. He's been a major factor at heavyweight for 15 years.
Yeah, such a nice guy, too. Such
100%,
a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, very exciting show. Tune into it on ESPN Plus. I'm not sure if it's on ESPN. Check your listings. I don't think it's been announced yet, but I know it'll be on ESPN Plus and Fight Pass. So enjoy that show, everybody. Also, too, UFC 253 pay-per-views reached 700,000 buys, I'm reading, for Israel Adesanya, Paulo Costa. That's pretty good.
That's really, really good. Yeah. And that gives me a lot of hope for Israel Adesanya, who I think has all the makings of a huge star, as does Costa. I mean, I know Costa didn't have the best fight, but I firmly believe that when they fight again, it'll be a much better fight. You know, a lot of circumstances around Costa being away from the octagon for a long time. I think we'll get a good rematch out of that eventually down the line. But looking at Izzy, I mean, this guy's a superhero. Like, he can be everything that Anderson Silva was and more for that division. And, you know, results like that, Bruce, are very encouraging to see him succeed moving forward.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a big bourbon drinker, he told me, because we were talking about Puncher's Chance, and it's not available in New Zealand, but I'm going to send him a bottle. And
he
said
he really?
Put out a post. Oh, he said he loves when he drinks, you know,
sure,
when he's
sure,
training.
Sure, of course, right. Yeah. But
bourbon's his choice, he told me, and he was nice enough to say, I'll even put out a post for you.
That's
now,
awesome.
You know what? That's nice, because this guy could get paid $5,000, $10,000 or more for a post.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. That's super cool. I'm waiting for my bottle, so I can just put it in the background here and have it sit.
You come to the house, you get a bottle.
I can't come to the
you'll
house.
Be, I don't, I'll get
leave
you
it out at the curb,
me.
I guess, maybe.
I will take care of it. It'll be there for your podcast and everything else. Sammy, too. All good. Okay, now, I just want to tell you, last evening, I had a wonderful time. Brian and I drove out to Malibu, went to one of our favorite restaurants, Joffrey's, which is on a hill overlooking the ocean, about 4 miles past the Malibu Pier. Very COVID safe, very whatever. We went with Kristen, her husband Chris, and celebrated his 45th birthday with Henry and Rupert. You know what I noticed? We were out, aside from the wonderful meal, the wonderful environment, the wonderful everything. Sammy, look at me. Gotcha.
See, it's video. Can't zoom video. Out.
So with the wonderful environment we're in, I really realized how when we go out all the time in the past, pre-COVID, how we don't take for granted how wonderful it is that we have the ability to enjoy ourselves and have the money to spend this thing on a dinner and go out. It was like a vacation last night. It's only about the sixth time I've gone out to a restaurant.
Yep.
But it was incredible. We had such a wonderful time. I literally felt driving out to my stomping grounds where I grew up since age 15, Malibu. It just brought back so many memories. It was a wonderful evening. And I've just been smiling ever since. The small things in life, now I think mean more than ever.
Oh, 100%.
If we focus on them.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Same thing with me, Bruce. I went out to eat for the first time not too long ago, and I'm not kidding you. The waiter came by to take our order, and I hadn't looked at the menu yet because I just was having a great time sitting somewhere other than my house. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was just like, oh, I'm out. This is great. And then he's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. What do you have?
Gotcha. Now I'm with you. Sammy, we're going to sign off, so let us know what you'd like to let us know. And thank you so much for coming on the show and being the Sammy I know and love dearly.
I love you. Just follow me. Instagram, it's Sam's Pajama Party. Twitter, it's The Single Life. And Facebook, it's Sammy Phillips, S-A-M-M-Y.
Wonderful.
TJ? And then check out Penthouse. And look at our mask PSA.
Right.
I'm excited to see it. If people want to check out what I do, they can do so over on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page. I do a show with Dean Thomas called Extra Rounds. I usually do a show on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 in the East. And then we also do a post-fight show immediately following pretty much every card. We'll be live this Saturday night, myself and Pearl Gonzalez, Invicta FC flyweight athlete, former UFC fighter. We'll break down all the action coming out of Fight Island. In the meantime, you can check me out on Patreon. Just do a little search for Patreon, patreon.com/betweenrounds. You can see more MMA stuff there. I do a show with Monty Cox and Jeremy Horn, two legends of mixed martial arts past. And then you can get it for free as well on iTunes. Just do a search for Between Rounds. I guess it's everywhere you get your podcast, not just iTunes, but you'll find it if you want it.
And I encourage everybody to check out the Fight Pass show. You're getting great ratings. You broke 800,000 viewers, I think, on one of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've done 1.2 million on our biggest show, and this last week we did 960,000. So, it's popular. It's doing all right.
Well, to all those fans listening and that you're on Cameo, make sure you go to Cameo. Get your Cameo by TJ DeSantis. Get your Cameos by me on my page. Sammy, are you on yet? No. Okay.
I have to do it. You know why? This is the why. This is the reason why I haven't done it yet. Because you have to do like an intro video. And I never have makeup on. And I'm never like camera ready to do an intro video. So then every time that I get made up, I'm like, I'm going to do a cameo thing. And then I don't. So you know what? I'm sort of made up today. I'll do it today.
Yep. Do it. But you have heart. Listen, Sam, you're such a natural beauty. You have hardly any makeup on. I know you. And you look great. And when you put makeup on, I mean, if you could ever show, I would love for you to show a shot of you in your prime when you were out there doing your thing. You know, that one shot I see of you. Show us on the show one time. You know, not that it's that different than it is now, but Sammy, you're a beauty. You're fine. Be confident. Do the cameo. Do the cameo.
Okay.
Okay.
Sammy,
so get TJ.
If I can do it with this mug, trust me, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, but no one's expecting you to look good, TJ.
Thank you. That's really nice of you to say.
And UFC trivia.
I got a lot of that. I got a lot of that. That's for sure.
All right. Well, get your cameos, folks. And also for your thank you again for all the videos and audio orders. We've been inundated and so, so busy here at Buffer Enterprises. Go to brucebuffer.com. We'll honor all your requests. Keep them classy or we won't. Everything is good, and I can't even film all the videos I have today. We're setting aside 2 hours to get everything done tomorrow, which I look forward to. Also, Puncher's Chance next week should be in Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions here in Southern California, Northern California. They told us that craft distributors like us, one people made a quote, that we are setting a record for a craft distributor on how many cases are going out. So I'm very excited about that. I went down to my local market who brought it in. They bought 5 cases in. I signed 6 bottles, and I was so excited. I went there the next morning and or that afternoon. I signed 6 bottles and 1 open case. All 6 bottles went. They told me one guy drove all the way up from Downey to buy 2 bottles.
Really?
That was very cool. Yeah, that was very cool.
Wow.
So thank you. Whoever that listener is or follows me on my social media, that I really appreciate that. I'm honored. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying it. So get your puncher's chance because life is about how one punch can change your life. I've been an underdog my whole life, and that's what the whole thing behind Puncher's Chance is all about. With that being said, Sammy, thank you so much, honey. I know we always joke with each other and kid with each other, but we've been friends for so long, and it's just such a joy having you on the show, and always a shock, a joy, funny, and intuitive and informative.
Think about this, guys. If someone listened to our first episode together when they were in first grade, they're a senior in high school today.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. So crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's awesome. Well, that's the fact.
Listening to us in first grade.
What's that?
Who would be listening to us in first grade?
Someone who has a parent who loves It's Time Radio.
There you go. Yeah. It can happen. Okay. That's the fact, Jack. Okay.
That's the truth.
All right. TJ will be back next week. We'll do a show before I leave for Abu Dhabi. Can't wait. We'll get guests. I'll try to get Dr. Jeff on.
That'd be great.
Somebody great. I don't know if they'll top the wonderful, beautiful Sammy Phillips, but we'll do our best. All right, everybody. Stay safe. Practice your safety and protocol. Lead by example. Be a role model to your sphere of influence. Set your goals. Write them down. Learn about them. So when you step on that path, you be the best you can be, because when you're the best you can be, you're winning. It doesn't matter being champion of the world or first place or second place. That's great when it happens and enjoy it. But be the best you can be, the best person you can be honest and respectful to everybody around you. You know what I mean when I'm saying this, then you're winning. And that's what we're all about on It's Time Radio. Let's look to the future as positive. The world is our oyster. Embrace life. Make the most out of it. And I wish you all the best. Best wishes go out to everybody out there. Thank you. Love you all for listening all over the world. Fun show today. Can't wait to see it. And Buffer out.